Here's what's up, guys. It's National Nurses Week. Check, we know that. And yes, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. And I wanted to drop this on you. Sam, you may have seen this, and maybe you can remind us in the Food Dude later this week. The Subway has announced a special giveaway for nurses and teachers right now.
Oh, a lot of restaurants have special nurses deals right now.
You can win one of 10,000 free subs.
Ooh, that works.
Yeah, the new program is called Subway Serves. Get it? Like teachers serve and nurses serve.
That's smart, because a lot of hospitals have their own little Subways in them. You know what I mean? That kind of works.
Yeah, and you know it. You can smell it.
Can I say hey to Nurse Emily and Nurse Tiffany? They're two of my important nurses who are always helping me out. Nurse Tiffany is one of my diabetes nurses.
Yes.
And Nurse Emily is my primary care physician nurse. One of them. I have a couple of them.
You don't call them Nurse Emily. Like, when you're there, it's like Emily. And when you're there, it's Tiffany. Not Nurse Emily, Nurse Tiffany, do you?
Yes, you're correct. I had to stop and think about it for a second.
I just wondered. Anyway, if you sign up between now and the 12th, you can get a free sub, nurses and teachers.
What kind?
It's SubwayServes.com. You request a free sandwich, and if you're one of the first 2,000 to log in, you get that electronic gift card. It's a part of their Subway series, footlongs. So there's probably about like 5 or 10 to choose from.
Yeah, they just changed up the Subway series too. So there's some new stuff in there.
I know. See, the food dude does know.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's cool. You can sign up for a lot of stuff this month.
You could Dutch treat too, and see if you split that footlong in half. You know what I mean? Two nurses, great deal, right?
Yeah, with your favorite patient is what.
Or Murphy, you could go to nursing school in order to get your own free Subway.
Yeah, you do have to prove that you're a teacher or a nurse, okay? In most places.
So I couldn't just walk in scrubs?
No. Please don't do stupid stuff like that. I want to read this.
Hurry up. I got to get back to the hospital.
From our Facebook page, I want to read this from Raina. I wanted to give a shout out to my very special group of nurses. Last year's, I donated a kidney, and the transplant nurses were awesome. Whoa. They truly treated us like family. They took great care of me. They also went above and beyond to make sure my husband, who was by my side the entire time, was also well taken care of. Being a nurse is not just a job. It is truly a calling.
Yeah.
Thank you to Murphy, Sam, and Jody for making our days a little brighter.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Thank you, Raina.
You know, and shout out, too, to those nurses who have the same exact bedside manner in hour 11 of their 12-hour shift as they do in hour 1. That's a gift.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Going to take you back to the coronation. Or as Yosemite Sam would say, the carnation.
Yeah. He would have said that 50 years ago.
If he was real.
if he was real. He was real.
Ed Sheeran is now chiming in on all those things we heard beforehand that, you know, Ed told the king, I don't want to be there for that. Mm-hmm. And he rejected his chance to be there at the coronation.
Bad habits lead to late nights.
He says, I got to clear this up. Nobody ever asked me to perform. He said, I assume they just went online and saw that on May the 6th. I was performing in Dallas and just decided, let's not ask him because
he's
Dallas.
Booked. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So when they came out and said, we've checked and Adele's not available and Ed's not available and Harry's not available, he said, as far as Ed is concerned, Ed wasn't available. He didn't turn anybody down.
He
actually tuned in to watch it.
So he had to say that now so that he's in good with the palace.
Yeah. Remember when I was on American Idol? The Weeknd, his career is about to come to a close.
How's that?
Sort of.
That's a word trickery there, Murphy. The Weeknd is his onstage persona.
Right.
His real name is Abel. He said it's about time to end the Weeknd persona. He said he's going to keep performing, keep recording, but it's time to get rid of the Weeknd and become, maybe he says, I'll just use my real name, Abel, or maybe I'll become a different persona.
And will the persona bring a different sort of feel?
I assume if it's a different persona, it's got to be different music.
Right.
Or a different style of music.
And that gives him the opportunity to bring back the Weeknd if he ever wants to.
Every 5 days, actually. By the way, his show, that The Idol, that starts June 4th on HBO, if you want to catch that one.
Soon to be called just Max.
Oh, the
Max. I know.
Don't even start on that.
I know. I don't want it to change either.
And got some more Britney Spears news. Next Monday, the 15th, on Fox, you'll be able to watch TMZ Investigates Britney Spears' The Price of Freedom.
Okay.
It's going to follow her life after conservatorship. Now, obviously, Britney's
still
not
happening.
Participating in this because she doesn't like any of those.
So it's a bunch of Instagram posts.
Yeah. You know, family estrangement, troubled marriage, yada, 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 all that stuff. So That's Monday on Fox.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
This Kevin Costner Yellowstone news just keeps coming like one punch after another every day this week. So here's the news today. Well, we know a day or two ago, it's like, hey, season 5 is going to be the end of Yellowstone. It's going to be over.
But there's a sequel.
Yeah, well, Yellowstone proper, the main show, will end with season 5 in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month later, in December, we get a sequel show, which is supposedly going to star Matthew McConaughey. That's not been confirmed. The other thing, though, the question is Kevin Costner going to be in the second half of season 5? It hasn't been, confirmed yet, but he has to be. I need closure. He's what got me there. Taylor Sheridan needs to remember that. In this whole Yellowstone world, guess what got us all there? Yes, we're happy about Rip and Beth, and we love them all. Kevin Costner is what got me there.
He was the draw to the show, no doubt.
The word is they've had some, disagreements. And the deal is Kevin Costner is insisting to know and be comfortable with how he'll be written out of the show. Meaning, how are they going to kill him off? If John Dutton is to die, apparently Kevin wants him to die early in the second half of season 5. Early in the season 5.
Yeah, so
I
can get out of doing the rest.
So that the ramifications can be dealt with in the other episodes. We can all grieve it.
Well, there are a long set of steps up into the cabin. That's one of them,
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Your comments from Facebook and Instagram.
Including comments from kids in the back seat of the car. We like hearing from you the most, so join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can also jump in online.
Social Media Connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook pages, a lot of comments coming in on things that we've been chatting about here. So we had talked about thrift store finds, and Patty says, my best finds were a Yamaha keyboard for $7.
Mm. Wow. Is that a good brand? Is that what you're about to ask?
Is that a good score? I don't know what those things cost.
I mean, it depends on what kind it is. I mean, the Yamaha keyboard I had was much more than that.
Don't we have a couple of keyboards?
Right? No, we have one that I bought.
Phoebe likes it.
She loves it, and it's a true stage Yamaha.
Plays on it.
Not a grand piano. It's a
keyboard. Was that when you were in Bon Jovi?
When I was trying.
Also, Patty says a Corningware baking dish with lid for $10.
Oh.
That's a pretty good price because it's brand new. It depends on what it looks like. If you're going to buy something for your kitchen that you're going to put food in, it's got to look like spick and span to me.
Old white ones with the blue stuff on the side.
My grandmother couldn't have enough Corningware.
I know. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. We like hearing from you on that.
Yeah, we got one here from Kirsten, too, Jody. Mm-hmm. It's about Teachers Week. Jody, I know you are a good gift giver. Is there any way you can give suggestions for teacher appreciation? Maybe if you do a Facebook Live or something.
Yeah, I'm due for that.
I usually go with gift cards, but my daughter has 3 teachers in her class, so it's getting expensive. LOL.
That does get expensive. Okay, we will do that. How about tomorrow on the show? And we'll mention it in a live as well. Yeah. Teacher gift ideas that don't break the bank. Because we've got some.
It's a great idea.
Right? I think stay away from mugs is the best idea. Because
but that's teacher recommended. The
teachers don't want mugs anymore.
But some people collect them. You just have to know your teacher.
Also from our Facebook page, Shelby says, when my daughter was 5 years old, every time she heard I Love Rock and Roll, she would sing it at the top of her lungs. But put another dime in the juice box, baby. Now every time we hear that song, we sing juice box as well. Thanks. We love listening to you. Put a smile on our whole family's face all day. Thank you for that, Shelby.
Up next, Jody's 3 things to know today. 3 things you need to know today.
Number one, it's funny how things in business change. Amazon offering to pay you to pick up some of your own packages.
Where?
There are package pickup places like Whole Foods. They're trying to save a little money and reduce shipping expenses. Instead of delivering straight to your door, they've been emailing some customers offering up to $10 to, hey, come pick it up yourself. For some customers, it's like, wait, that defeats the purpose. But if it works, if you're out and about anyway.
Just give people the option. Nobody said you had to do it.
That's right. It's an option. Number two, speaking of things in business changing, this is awkward because there have been a like 250,000 tech jobs eliminated in the last year in the United States. And the latest is LinkedIn.
Oh.
So it's odd because, you know.
I mean, the site's not going away, right?
Of course not. But 700 employees are going to be changing their own job statuses and posting
they'll be
on
using LinkedIn.
It's like, hey, while I'm here, can I just say if
while
you
I
see
have
it,
access.
You're going to see things about it on LinkedIn, and it's about LinkedIn. And number three, let's move it to the dogs. The 146th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show has a new winner and a new breed for Best in Show. Never heard of this breed before.
Passer Basset Griffon Vendéen, number 7.
Yeah.
This dog's name is Buddy Holly. Its owner says that she's dreamed of doing this since she was 9 years old, and Buddy Holly was the perfect show dog because nothing bothers him.
Three things to know today.
There's lots going on this week. It's National Nurses Week, it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and this is the week leading up to Mother's Day. So for my...
Man, that's a lot of appreciation in 1 week, isn't
it? It is.
But it's all...
Bring it!
Sweet. Sweet as can be.
And if you're a nurse who's also a teacher and a mom.
Whoa!
No. Trifecta.
Yeah.
Okay. I bring it in and I bring it up because my Keep the Wow for today, it's Keep the Wow Wednesday here too, is that it's just so interesting to me. Moms are so different in that moms just know. Wouldn't you agree? You both have moms, had moms. Moms know things about you without you saying a word.
Yeah.
And what's lovely is that always was the case for me with my mother as well. She would know when something was wrong with me when I walked into a room before I even said anything. And then when I lived away, when I was away at college, I would call her within 1 second of her hearing my voice. She would know. Mm-hmm. And now that has come full circle for me because our girls, Murphy, can walk in the door. And I can tell by their energy, their movement. When they call me, I can tell immediately. When Taylor sat down with us recently, we were having brunch with our friend Lori. Remember that? Taylor sat down and you and Lori started talking and I knew something was wrong with her right away. And so I took her to another table and we talked about it. Moms know. It's a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Dads have other superpowers. You know, well, but moms know things.
I do think that dads can latch on to that, too, because I think I have that with Maddie.
And that sensibility.
I don't know why, but it's like if I talk, like you just said, that example, if Maddie says, hello, or the way she says it, it's like, okay, what's up?
Well,
you know, there's
you're
a pattern
in tune with
difference.
Her then.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think there's a super intuition when it comes to, you know, moms.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that, not having my mom now for seven years. Not about walking into a room and her asking me what's wrong. That's not what I mean by that.
Yeah.
But she was always really good. If I walked in with a thought, she knew me well enough to say, well, have you considered this? Or have you, you know, because she knows my tendency to be stubborn and she knows my tendency to be hard-headed, you know?
I think... For me, it started when they were little, Murphy, when they were babies, and I literally watched them 24/7. I watched for every little movement, subtlety, is something wrong? Like you overwatch them, you mama bear them a little too much, and that doesn't leave you. So it's just moms just know. So think about that as we get into this weekend, and that's my Keep the Wow.
Thank you, moms.
Does mom know I didn't get her a present?
She doesn't care.
Yours does.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider. Coming up next, though, the best things to buy secondhand.
We like to help you save money. I mean, we all like to save money. We were talking about
got
thrifting
to with inflation
the other day.
The way it is right now, right?
Right. Best things to buy secondhand. Everybody gets a guess at what's number one. I know what it is. But Murphy?
Well, so it depends on how you define best deal.
And
so
call me when he's done.
Can I go to Sam first?
No, in terms of things that lose value rapidly, they say that vehicles are really a smart used
say
buy,
that.
Right?
Vehicles is number three on the list.
Okay, all right.
Of a smart thing to buy used secondhand. The whatever advice is, make sure you have a mechanic that you trust. Check it out.
Yeah.
So you don't buy a lemon. Sam?
I have no idea. I'll just go with houses.
Honest. Oh.
I mean,
I love that.
They're
I don't need a new
lived
house.
In, but I don't know that they're used, right? I mean,
if you lived in it, it's used.
But houses grow in value, so I don't know that you're saving money by buying a house that somebody's lived in before.
you guys sometimes could, I know you're a bromance, but you could not be more more different.
I'm just thinking sometimes. Out loud here. You know what? My grandfather used to buy used appliances all the time.
Smart. Clever.
Is that one
on
the list?
It's not the top. The number
lawnmowers.
One thing is clothing, especially designer clothing. If it's in really gentle condition, there is no reason. Here, I'm going to tell you. There are some jeans that I have. You like them a lot, Murphy. When I wear them, you're like, oh, those jeans. I think the brand is True Religion. They're like $200 jeans. I didn't pay $200 for those jeans.
How much did you pay?
Less than 20.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It was exciting.
That,
but it just,
you know, I didn't think about that. That's
good
smart.
For
you're right.
Especially if you, let's just say you're getting back into the workforce and you need suits or things like that. There is, you'll break the bank trying to look a certain way.
The Calvin Klein stuff, the Tommy Hilfiger stuff, all of that you can find.
Yes, you can.
If you look hard enough.
And they there's too much clothing in the world. Did you know that? There's too much of it. These designers.
Tell that just by going to the thrift store.
It's true. And it's going to end up in a landfill if not. So it's good to be recycling old clothing. And sometimes you can find not only gently used and worn stuff, but.
Got a tag on it
still. It just didn't work for somebody.
So
it didn't fit.
That's number one on the list?
That clothing is number one on the list. And it means for adults, for babies, kids too.
So if cars are number three, what's number two?
Accessories. Watches, jewelry.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know what accessories were, did you?
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
Tom Hanks is no stranger to making big Hollywood blockbuster movies.
You are a toy! You want your real life right here. You're an action
At
figure.
Some point.
Don't you love it when you hear that? And it's like it brings you right back to
it does.
That movie.
And he gave every part of himself to that.
Yeah.
No matter if you don't even like him, there's something he did that moved you for sure. Well, he's also a gifted writer, and his book, his work of fiction, was released yesterday. But it's fiction, but it's also him writing what he knows. The title of the book is The Making of Another Major Motion Picture Masterpiece, and it really takes you inside, not of his movies specifically.
Yeah, but it's based on all his
work.
He's done.
Houston, we have a problem.
He's a two-time Oscar winner, you know that. His career spans four decades, so he's starred in plenty of blockbusters, and he really takes you behind the scenes. It's 400-plus pages of how a film is produced from the beginning, the very beginning, the source material, the development, that planning of everything, the detail-oriented stuff, and post-production.
Did you talk about his mom?
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolate.
The book apparently is just riddled with filmmaking lingo and factoids, and the reviews are that he's a gifted writer with sparkling wit.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Teach you how to spot crazy eyes in a dating profile.
Join us anytime on Instagram, Facebook, or you can jump into our website.
Social Media Connect.
This is an email that came to MurphySamAndJody.com about the dating app deal breakers. We were talking about that. Everybody, every human being, if you're looking for, you know, a relationship, you have deal breakers. There are things that will make you say, nope, not for me. Not going to click there.
Yeah, you're talking about just at a glance in the photo. Like somebody who is in their workout clothes or not wearing a shirt.
Not just
like
the
that.
Photos, but something in the profile.
Okay.
You know?
It depends on who's not wearing a shirt.
Go ahead. Of course.
It's not recommended that men post or use a shirtless photo.
Yeah.
And a lot of men do. They miss the mark on, you know, what they should be doing in these profile pictures. But you had said something, Sam, yesterday that would be a deal breaker for you in a dating profile.
What, crazy eyes?
Crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And I was saying you have to be able to have some experience in life to spot crazy eyes.
Bing.
You do. Okay. So Monica wrote in, I agree with most of the ones that the survey found. And I also agree with Sam about.
Crazy eyes.
Huh. In my opinion, the profile picture is your best chance and first impression. You should have a nice, clear picture of yourself for your main picture. You can add fun things like that you like to do in other places, like with pets and kids and hobbies.
And other pictures.
But make sure it's clear.
Usually you have that one picture that's but then you can add a few others
right, in there.
And that they can go look at all your fun stuff.
So, I mean, what if you can't help it if you have crazy eyes, but you're not crazy? You know, I mean, it's your...
Most people who are not crazy don't have crazy eyes,
Murphy. But I'm sure pictures could be... For example, let's say that your profile pic was one of those pictures they shot at the theme park right as the roller coaster's dropped.
That's not a good profile picture.
Right. Exactly. You probably
If something ever happens to me, help him, Sam.
You're posting roller coaster pictures on your dating app.
Monica,
look, I'm a fun guy.
Monica goes on to say you can tell a lot about people from their eyes.
Yes.
And you should be able to see the eyes in the main picture. So don't use filters. Don't wear sunglasses in your main picture. Make sure it's a nice, clear picture. I've tried several dating sites with no luck so far. Hmm. And she says, you swipe left to skip and right to like their picture. We weren't sure about that. I didn't know, and Sam didn't remember. No. Thank you, Monica. You reach out to us anytime.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, a panel of health experts now recommending women start getting mammograms by the time they turn 40. It's a full 10 years before the current guidelines, because more younger women are being diagnosed with breast cancer than ever before. And then between the ages of 40 and 74, they are recommending you screened every 2 years. Number two, that missing second grader who disappeared from the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park campsite. Mm-hmm. He was there with his family, has been found safe after 2 days.
Did he just wander
off? He went to get firewood to help them, and he had some incredible survival skills. He left deliberate tracks for them, for the rescue teams. He built a makeshift shelter out of log and leaves, and he kept hydrated by eating clean snow. He was found by a family friend 2 days later and reunited with his family.
Wow.
He's a camper.
No kidding.
That's scary, though. He's a second grader.
Yeah.
And number three, this is weird, but sleep experts are now saying the worst position to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they call it the car crash position. And I'm telling you, I end up in this one every night. On your stomach, head turned to the side, and leg bent. The best thing to do is hug a pillow and keep one between your legs. That gives you the best sleep.
Yeah.
Crazy. Three things to know today.
Or tonight.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast. It is an easy way to download for free every single day. It just kind of happens automatically without you doing anything about it, you know? So Google Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast today and never miss a thing.
If you fly a lot, these potential new rules coming down from the White House may get you excited. I know you were excited the first time we mentioned this week, Sam, and three things to know about the potential for airlines to have to pay you if they cancel your flight for anything other than weather. In other words, if it's something in their control, if it's a technical glitch, if their systems went down, if they have staff issues and they don't have enough crew for a plane,
remember that
you
time
get canceled.
The three of us were traveling somewhere and they bumped me from a flight because they had oversold it. But and I don't know why I'm the one who got bumped, but they gave me like a $5 dinner voucher.
$5?
Go have a sandwich somewhere in the airport.
In the airport.
So what happened? Did Jody and I go home or did we stay with you?
No, y'all flew off.
Did we really?
Well, first of all, don't make it sound like we abandoned you. You probably chose. You can volunteer to.
No, this, I wasn't even. I didn't even have a ticket for some reason. I had a ticket, but I didn't have a seat, and because I didn't have a seat,
I remember the time we were canceled. All three of us were, and we drove home for
12 hours,
and we had to pay for that rental.
No, this one, y'all got to fly. I got bumped. I had a $5 sandwich, and then I caught a later flight, and then the layover was so long, I wound up meeting up with you anyway.
Oh, see, I didn't remember any of that.
Wow, so you just got
I never let it go.
But you got a free sandwich.
Hey, yeah, it's the bright side. Was it good?
Is that exactly what we're talking about here, Jody?
No. Oh. But it's more in-depth what's being proposed. I don't know how the airlines are going to afford it, honestly. But I guess this will make them button up more
part of it is.
But most delays are probably weather-related, and that's what they're saying they're not going to cover in these things.
Right.
It's only the things that are
operational. But if it's
operational.
A couple of times it's been operational lately. Several of them lately have been operational. So not only would they have to give you actual cash refunds, you know, more vouchers, more of everything more than the $5 sandwich. They're also supposedly going to mandate that airlines cover the cost of hotel rooms and meals and transportation. Hmm. So that rental car you have to, you know, rent to drive home, they would have to pay for it as well.
Wow.
As with everything, though, in Washington, it could be a year or two
at least
before any of this is legit. So don't expect this. Don't start demanding stuff this summer if you get bumped.
Well, and the airline's policies may vary slightly, too.
Right.
Murphy, have you ever used Uber Eats?
That's a good question. I don't think I have.
Okay. You would know.
I know that I've been given coupons for it, but I haven't. You become habit of using, the ones that you've used a million times before.
Yeah. Well, you may want to try Uber Eats out now because just this week they've attached themselves to Amazon Echo. They've integrated with the Echo.
Well, that's dangerous.
So,
huh?
Yeah. You know how, like, when we use the Domino's tracker, you got to look at it on your phone or wherever you are to see where the bar is? With this, you don't have to pay attention anymore.
She tells you.
She will you get the auditory
cues.
Your
pizza's in the oven.
Or not pizza. Well,
okay,
whatever
me.
You get. You know, your driver has picked up your meal from the restaurant. Your driver is on the way. Your driver is pulling up in the driveway.
Well, that's convenient. That's really cool.
And it can also have those, the blinking light notifications if you want that as well.
Yeah.
But it's like you can order your food and just go about your day, and then she's going to keep telling you what's up.
Well, I bet DoorDash, ASAP, and the others will probably follow suit. You know, same thing.
I would assume. That's pretty cool.
I love that. But, there's something thrilling about watching on the map, knowing how close your pizza actually is to you, right?
What?
It's a block away.
You think it's more thrilling for you to watch it and announce it to the kids than for someone to announce it to you?
Well, part of the thrill of watching it move towards you on that Domino's map is when it says he's entering your subdivision.
And then you look out the window.
And you go out and you look and it's like, I don't see him. And then it's like, he's pulling up in your driveway. No, he's not.
Yeah. Well,
the thrill is to prove it wrong?
Well, it's like if you're going to offer this, make sure it's 100% accurate.
Oh, okay.
That cost me an extra 30 seconds waiting for that pizza.
I'm sure you're a fun guy waiting at the front door with it open, right?
I'm sure you're just as fun announcing it to the kids who don't care.
That is fun. You know when that's fun is like if we were out of town and Phoebe needed us, our youngest asked us to order a pizza one time.
Yeah.
I was able to call her back and say, hey, Rebecca's on the way with your pizza right now, Phoebe.
You guys are 7.
Yeah, well, what happens when Poshmark puts that feature?
Okay, fine.
Jody's 7.
Yeah.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Some news from the world of country music. Morgan Wallen has had to cancel 6 more weeks of his tour.
You're gone and I'm gone 3 seats through the wind.
He was diagnosed with vocal fold trauma and had to cancel all these dates. He performed 3 shows this past weekend, and he said on the 3rd when he felt so horrible. He's got a team of doctors at the Vanderbilt Voice Center in Nashville.
Oh.
And they've put him on vocal rest for at least 6 weeks. They want him to do more.
He was supposed to be there for the ACMs this week.
Right.
They have a pre-concert tonight that he was headlining, but he's not there. But they did get somebody to replace him.
You can find me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Aldean.
Really come together there. Yeah. Okay. The word is, his team is like, you're going to have permanent damage to your vocal cords if you don't stop and rest it for at least 6 weeks.
Damn.
To me, if you're an artist, that means stop, rest, and write if you have to keep working.
Right.
Right? Okay. I also have some Stephen King news. We don't have, anything from the movie yet, but there's a film adaptation coming from one of his short stories called The Life of Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting story about this guy named Charles, and the story is told in reverse from his death at the age of 39, going all the way back to his childhood where he lived in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
The movie will star Tom Hiddleston and Mark Hamill. We were mentioning earlier the best things to buy secondhand, and the first thing on that list was clothing, and we got stuck there. Just talking about all the great designer finds that it can help you not break your bank.
And I can see how those are the most easily accessible to just about anybody because it's everywhere.
Yeah. But there's other things on the list that I think it's interesting to discuss and talk about if buying secondhand is something you need to do right now. I think it's smart. Baby items. We talked about clothing for kids and babies and all that. That's obviously. But baby items, as long as it's not like damaged or like not car seats. Those need to be as safe and new as possible. But like a really nice crib or a swing.
We did that when Phoebe, our youngest, was born.
Yeah.
But, you know, secondhand. The only thing that was a problem with the crib was it was missing a side.
That's not true. Why do you do that?
You just butt that up against the wall, taken care of.
I'm just kidding. It actually was a deal.
I remember feeling a little guilt about her having a secondhand crib, and then Taylor had a brand new one with all the bells and whistles.
But I think that's where you become a practical parent and realize, okay, they don't care what kind of crib they're in as long as it's safe. You know,
And you know what? I need to tell her that story because she loves a thrift find. Phoebe, she's the old soul. She'd love to know that she had it wasn't thrifted. We bought it from a grandma.
You know what? Maybe that's how it all started for Phoebe.
The other thing so baby items is a good thing to look for because the babies only use them for a short period of time.
You know what would be another good one? Office furniture. If you're going into business for yourself or working from home or something like that. That's another good secondhand.
Very clever. This one you might take issue with, Murphy, but electronics is on the list.
I agree with that one. It depends on what it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't keep up anyway with new technology. If you chase new technology, you'll be broke.
Yeah. Well, now it depends. You know what? I mean, if you're going to go buy a flip phone, good luck with getting anybody that can provide you
service to
that.
Nobody's saying to buy a flip phone.
But the thing is, you know, if you buy from a trusted seller and you can certainly see reviews,
Laptops, many different things like that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, to fit
your
needs.
Gently used or excellent.
How do you feel about that, Sam?
Well, like Murphy said, if it's still relatively new and it's something that that is passable and usable,
Another thing on the list, exercise equipment.
Yeah.
People get in phases where they want to do an elliptical, you know, they do it for 6 months and then it sits there collecting dust.
Yeah, that's a temporary used purchase.
That is so true.
Hey.